Welcome to Shoulders Down, a podcast for truth seekers who want to heal their relationships with food and body. I'm your host, Leah Kern, and I'm an anti-diet dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, and fellow truth seeker with personal experience navigating disordered eating. In this podcast, you'll learn to harness your body's innate wisdom to govern not just how you eat, but also how you live. It's my mission to help you heal your relationship with food and body so you can live your most aligned and fulfilling life. Welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Shoulders Down. I have a very exciting announcement to share with you, which is that Shoulders Down is going back to a weekly podcast. If you have been here from the start, you know that we started out as a weekly podcast. Episodes were coming out every Tuesday in the beginning, and then life got busy for me. I moved cross country. I needed to really assess my own bandwidth and see like what I could manage, and weekly episodes were just getting to be too much. And since then, lots of things have changed. For one, I made the decision to get off of Instagram, to take my business off Instagram. Well, I'm going to leave my profile up, but I will be logging out and planning to no longer use Instagram as like a marketing channel. And that's a super complex decision. I shared about my motivation behind this decision in a piece I wrote on my personal writing Substack, which I will link in the show notes. I do plan to do a solo episode explaining more and answering your questions about why I'm leaving Instagram. So I crowdsourced some questions, ironically, on Instagram a few weeks ago, and some people submitted great questions. So you can look out for that solo episode coming up. So that's part of the reason why I am making the decision to go back to weekly episodes, is because as I will no longer be pouring so much time and energy into Instagram, I will have freed up time and energy to use on the podcast. And quite honestly, the podcast lights me up so much more than Instagram. Sharing content with my community on Instagram certainly lit me up at one point, but it sort of morphed into something that wasn't feeling aligned for me, which again, I'll go into more at a later point when I do a solo episode on why I'm leaving Instagram. But that really is a big reason why I'm able to do weekly episodes again. Another massive reason why I'm able to do weekly episodes again is that I'm getting support with production, editing, show notes, all the things on the podcast now. So I hired an incredible feminist podcast production company called Softer Sounds. Shout out to Softer Sounds. And they are helping me edit and produce the show. So maybe you noticed in the outro, we recently changed the intro and outro. The new outro shares that this is a Softer Sounds production, and that feels really cool and official. And it also feels really aligned and beautiful for me to be able to support this small business. I found the work of Amelia Hruby, who is the founder of Softer Sounds, a few months ago, and she talks a lot about leaving social media on her podcast, which is called Off the Grid. And she's just been such an inspiration to me. And so getting to hire her and her team feels really good, to get to use the money coming into my business to support another small business that I really respect. And of course, also to get the professional podcast production help on my show feels just like super legit and makes me feel really proud, because I think about how Shoulders Down started. Literally one night, when I was living in my apartment in Brooklyn, I had coffee ice cream at night, and it kept me up because I didn't know that coffee ice cream had caffeine in it. And I was up till like 3 a.m. and just like brain dumped everything about the podcast I wanted to start, figured out the name, made the album art, and the rest is history. So it feels like Shoulders Down is this little baby of mine that was born in Brooklyn, and now she's grown up. She's got a producer, she's got editors. It's really cool. So that's a little behind the scenes of what's going on here, but I'm really, really excited to get back to weekly episodes. I'm also going to be integrating more solo episodes. We've had a lot of guest interviews the last few weeks, and there's also a lot of guest interviews coming up, but I'm going to try to intersperse more solo episodes, sort of like every other week, guest solo. We'll see if I can keep up with that and if that works. But the solo episodes, I'm also going to make an effort to keep them a little bit more succinct so that you have that variety of option of whether you're like going on a 1 hour drive and you want that hour plus episode, or if you're just like wanting something quick while you're like doing the laundry and you want that like quick 20-30 minutes sort of educational, inspirational touch point with me, you're going to have both options. So today we're doing a solo episode on the four things that are keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey and how to overcome them. After working with folks who struggle with their relationship with food and body and are trying to become intuitive eaters, doing this work for over 3 years now, I have really started to see some themes in the things that are keeping people stuck on their journeys, and I have laid them out for you. So I will share with you up top the four things that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey, and then we will dive into the solutions, how you overcome these hurdles. To start, let me tell you the four things that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey. Let me give you all four up top. The first is that you're telling yourself that there are no rules and all foods are allowed, but you haven't addressed the lingering mental restriction. The second thing that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey is that you're not giving yourself enough time to habituate. Maybe you're allowing yourself to eat previously forbidden foods for a little, but then you freak out and start restricting again. The third thing that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey is that you're not checking in with how you're actually feeling in your body. And the fourth thing that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey is that you're trying to access your body's cues, but you don't have any tools or exercises for actually accessing those cues. You don't actually know how to access the cues. You're trying to access the cues and you're hearing crickets. So let's go back to the top and start breaking down each one of these hurdles. Starting with the first one, you're telling yourself that there are no rules and all foods are allowed, but you haven't addressed the lingering mental restriction. So this means that you don't fully believe that you have truly unconditional permission to eat. I see this so often with folks where they're like, okay, great, intuitive eating. I should allow all foods and I'm going to go buy all the different foods that I haven't previously allowed and I'm going to bring them into the home. But then maybe they still are experiencing binging and feeling out of control and they're like, Leah, what the heck? I thought that allowing all foods would make me feel peace and freedom around food. What can happen is even if you give yourself physical access, if you lift the physical restriction to certain foods, aka you start buying them, you start allowing yourself to order them on the menu, whatever it is, this doesn't necessarily mean that you've addressed the mental restriction. So maybe you have allowed ice cream in the house, but you have mental restriction around it. And maybe that looks like, well, you're only allowed to eat this at night, or you're only allowed to eat this if you exercise today, or you're only allowed to have one scoop and you shouldn't have more than half the pint because then that means you're bad or whatever, whatever, whatever. If you resonate with that and you're like, oh, that's me, like I allow it in the house, but I have a lot of hangups and baggage about the food, maybe a lot of stipulations around like what makes it okay to have that food or not, this is a sign that you still have lingering mental restriction. And if you're listening to this, you probably do have some degree of lingering mental restriction because it takes a long time to heal those deeply entrenched neural pathways about our beliefs and rules around food. So if you are this person, if you're in this boat right now where you're like, okay, I've told myself all foods are allowed, I've purchased all the foods, I've, you know, given myself physical access to these foods, yet I still feel out of control, I want you to think about, do I have lingering mental restriction going on here? If this is you, you need proper mindset tools to help you literally rewire your brain on a neural pathway level. Try validating your feelings and then reframing the unhelpful thoughts. So this might sound like, okay, Leah, it's valid that you feel like you're only allowed to have ice cream at night, and we're working on remembering that ice cream is allowed anytime. And if we make rules and stipulations about when we're allowed to have it, we're still operating from a place of mental restriction. This is just an example of how your internal dialogue can sound. And PS here, if you want to start working on rewiring your mindset on a neural pathway level, I have a free Mindset Matters mini course that you can get access to via the link in the show notes. Okay, moving on. The second thing that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey, the second hurdle, is you're not giving yourself enough time to habituate. Oh my God, I see this all the time. Perhaps you're allowing yourself to eat previously forbidden foods for a little, but then you freak out and start restricting again. Every time you start restricting again, you set yourself back in terms of earning your body's trust. So let's get concrete. Let me explain what this might look like. Say you're like, okay, intuitive eating. Yes, I'm gonna buy those cookies and bring them into the house. Maybe you buy the Oreos. Let's just use Oreos, for example. And then you eat a lot. Maybe you finish the whole sleeve and you're like, oh my God, that was so bad. I feel so guilty. I need to get rid of this. I need to like throw out the rest of the Oreos or give them away or just like eat them all so I can get them out of the house and go back to not having them around. What happens here is when you ate the whole sleeve of Oreos, you were on your way to habituating. And habituating is the phenomenon where repeated exposure to the same stimulus makes that stimulus less stimulating. AKA, the more you have the Oreos around, the less of a big deal they are. Your brain is like, all right, cool. I could take it or leave it. They're always here. The thing is, when you're in the restrictive mindset or dieting, you don't have enough time to habituate because you never keep the food around for long. If there's cookies in the house, it's like, quick, get rid of them. What's happening here is your brain is like, okay, well, this food is scarce. We should see it as special, and it becomes this food on a pedestal. Whereas if instead of being like, oh, that was so bad, I can't buy Oreos again, if instead of doing that, you just continue to keep them around, and I know this is easier said than done because it really requires trust and a kind of a leap of faith that habituation will eventually happen. If you do just keep them around, you will eventually start to feel at peace around them. To make it clear here, the problem I see people running into a lot is they try to do intuitive eating and try to keep the food around, and then they freak out and they get it out of the house. And then they try again and then they freak out and get out of the house. We really need to keep the food around consistently in order to habituate. So the solution here is to be patient. You might feel out of control at first, but if you continue allowing yourself true unconditional permission to eat, I promise that you will eventually habituate to that food or food group. Okay, the third thing that might be the hurdle keeping you from having this intuitive relationship with food is that you're not checking in with how you're actually feeling in your body. A huge part of intuitive eating is eating for the way that you want to feel in your body. Eating whatever you want without dropping into how it feels in your body is not intuitive eating. This is just rebellion or spite eating. So I see this all the time where people are like, I'm eating whatever I want, but I'm not feeling peace. I'm not feeling comfortable. Why is this happening? And this is happening because a massive part of intuitive eating is not only allowing food freedom, but eating for the way you want to feel. So, okay, you had a whole pint of ice cream one night. Okay, how did that feel in your body? Likely, it probably didn't feel great, and that's okay. That doesn't make you morally bad. But the intuitive eater will say, okay, that didn't feel great. Noted. Let me like store this in my little filing cabinet. So next time I have the desire to eat the whole pint of ice cream, I can remember and come back to this experience and say, okay, Leah, is that how you want to feel tonight? Like, yes, you have the permission to eat the whole pint of ice cream. And also you get to decide, is that how you want to feel in your body tonight? And that's where having the ability to reflect on past experiences and consider ahead of time, is this the experience I'm going for in my body? Is this how I want to feel in my body? Becomes very key in this work. So if you are finding yourself in this state where you're allowing yourself to have whatever you want, but you are not checking in with how that food feels in your body, the solution here, the thing I want you to work on, is practice asking yourself, how do I feel in my body after eating this food? Remember that just because all foods are allowed doesn't mean that all foods necessarily lead to satisfying and comfortable internal body experiences. The fourth hurdle that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey is that you are trying to check in with your body's cues, but you don't actually know how to do that. saying check in with your body is so vague, right? Like, what does that mean? How does one even begin to do such a non-tangible task? And again, this is something I see all the time with clients where they're like, I don't know. Am I doing it right? Like, how do I check in with my body? And I think I am checking in with my body, but I don't hear anything. I just hear crickets, or maybe I hear something, but I don't know what it means. I don't know what to make of that cue. And this is a really normal hurdle, right? Because if you've been living in diet mindset, you're not practiced at going inwards and getting information from your body and your body's cues by dropping into your body. This is new to you, because for as long as you've been in diet mentality, you've been outsourcing your body cues. You've been outsourcing your body cues to the different rules and protocols that you've been following, whether that's intermittent fasting. And instead of eating when your body says it's hungry, you're following the clock, the times it says you're allowed to eat. Or maybe you've been using a calorie tracking app or a point system or macro tracking. And again, instead of using your body's cues to govern how much you eat, when you eat, etc., you're using the calorie tracking app and saying, do I have enough points left, or calories or macros, whatever. So all that is to say that if you have been coming from a long history of dieting and restricting, you have been outsourcing your eating decisions, and the muscle of dropping in, of going inwards, is quite weak right now. So it makes sense that when you're told to just drop into your body, you're going to be like, wait, what? How? That's like if someone put like a heavy weight in front of you and you never really lifted weights, and you're like, I can't just necessarily do this. Like, I need a lot of training to get to the point where I can do this. And so the solution here is to work on intentionally dropping in to your body with concrete tools and exercises. So I know that's vague. It's like, okay, Leah, what are the concrete tools and exercises? One of my favorite concrete tools to manually flex that muscle of dropping into your body is called the universal attunement question. So that's when you ask yourself, how am I feeling in my body right now? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Those are the only three choices for answers. And you can do it right now, right? Like, you can literally pause this podcast and ask yourself, how am I feeling? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? So I'm doing it myself, and I'm feeling neutral. And whatever answer you came up with, I want you to consider, how do I know, right? Like, if you answered pleasant, how do you know you feel pleasant? If you answered unpleasant, how do you know you feel unpleasant? Like, what happened from the time I asked you that question to the time that you came up with the answer for you to figure out how you were feeling? Now, what happens, right? Like, there's only one choice really here of what happens, and that's that you are forced to go inwards. You're forced to almost like roll your eyeballs back into your body and look in your body and say, what's going on in there? How do I feel? You're forced to flex that muscle of dropping into your body. And so I really like this question, because the answer doesn't matter, right? Like, of course, I don't want you to be feeling unpleasant, but for the sake of the exercise, the answer doesn't matter. What matters is that moment that you drop in, that you roll your eyeballs back into your body, that you flex that muscle of going inwards to consider how you're feeling, because in that moment, you're practicing flexing the muscle that is necessary to be an intuitive eater, flexing the muscle that has gotten weak over many years from restricting and outsourcing eating decisions. So this is just one example of one activity, one exercise that is more of a concrete, tangible, intentional tool for you to practice dropping into your body, which of course, dropping into your body is a extremely necessary aspect of being an intuitive eater, because how are you going to eat according to your intuition and your body's cues if you don't even have the tools and foundation to hear your body's cues? So if you want to learn more about accessing your body's cues, if you want more tools and tips and intentional, tangible exercises, I highly recommend enrolling in my Master Your Hunger Cues workshop. This workshop is on February 22nd, 2024. And if you are listening to this in the future, you should be able to purchase it on my website, a recording. But I highly recommend attending live if you are listening to this before February 22nd. You can enroll via the link in the show notes. Registration is $47, but when you use code PODCAST at checkout, you can get $15 off, which means you can get this 60-minute, juicy, jam-packed workshop for literally $32. This workshop has so many major keys that I teach in my signature coaching method, the embodied method. And the motivation behind teaching this workshop is that so many clients have said this has been such a game-changing part of the curriculum that I teach. And I figured, you know what? I want more people to have access to this work. And I can package it up in a workshop so that people have access to these tools that are major unlocks for becoming an intuitive eater. There will also be a Q&A portion of the workshop so you can get your questions answered. And if you can't attend live, you can still enroll and submit questions over email before February 22nd. And I would be honored to answer them. And then you can hear me talk through the answer to your question on the recording of the replay. So again, you can learn more about the Master Your Hunger Cues workshop via the link in the show notes. I really hope to see you there. I clearly am so passionate on this topic of attunement, on interoception, which are both fancy schmancy intuitive eating terms for that skill of being able to connect to body cues and go inward. Okay, so to recap on today's episode, we talked about four of the most common hurdles that might be keeping you stuck on your intuitive eating journey. The first one is that you haven't addressed the lingering mental restriction component. The second one is that you're not giving yourself enough time to habituate. The third one is that you're not checking in with how you're actually feeling in your body. And the fourth one is that you're trying to connect to your body's cues without any tangible tools or exercises to actually do this. So there we have it. That's my short and sweet episode. It's hard for me to keep things short and sweet because I love to talk. I love to give you all of the value and the info and the details. But I also recognize that sometimes we just need short and sweet. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any feedback on this style of shorter solo episode, let me know. You can always reach out to me anytime at my email, which is leah@leahkernrd.com. I really love connecting with you. Or even if you just have been a podcast listener and you just want to say hi, or you want to suggest a topic, or you want to share about anything that you've implemented that you learned from this podcast, I would love to hear from you. So leah@leahkernrd.com. That's also in the show notes. Don't forget to check out the link to Master Your Hunger Cues, my 60-minute workshop. Don't forget to use code PODCAST at checkout to get $15 off. And you can learn more and enroll via the link in the show notes. That's all for today's solo episode. I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Shoulders Down. If you enjoyed the episode, if it inspired you, or if you learned something, consider sharing it with someone to help spread the anti-diet message. A special thanks to Softer Sounds for producing the podcast and making these conversations sound as beautiful as they feel. For more intuitive eating and body image support, visit leahkernrd.com and check out the blog and our free resources. To stay in tune with me and what's happening in my business and personal life, subscribe to my newsletter at leahkernrd.com/newsletter. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.